Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week, I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes, also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, and today's episode is number 2 in a series of 4 where I'm talking all about broken brains. Today is all about supplements. What's legit, what's not, what's best to go after, and what types of things should you be thinking about when you're working on trying to fix your broken brain. Now, before I go into these supplements, I really want to make the blanket statement that I think it's very important to know where your neurotransmitters are at. So these are your neurochemicals, your serotonin, your dopamine, your adrenaline, your GABA, your glutamate, all these guys. I think it's important to know where they are before you start messing with your neurochemicals. But maybe you want to dive right in and see what might help you. Maybe we can find out, you know, a little experiment, I guess you could say, to see if some of these help you with calming the nervous system down, check and see which ones help you to boost energy. There's another big component of ones that eliminate brain fog, improve focus and mood too. So I'm going to break it down in terms of the types of symptoms you're experiencing. And I'm going to tell you that today we're going to talk about herbs. We're going to talk about certain supplements and certain minerals for that matter, and some amino acids too, because there's multiple things that have a lot of research to adjust or manipulate, let's say, your neurochemicals. And there's some that are just kind of supposed helpers. And I'll be honest with you that the companies that I am going to talk about in today's podcast are companies that I've used for a long time. They do research on their products before they release them to the public. And they are companies that, yes, you could go to my website and put in codes and I will get a percentage back from purchase of these particular items. However, you can also buy some of them on the internet, Amazon, things of that nature. I'm not here to sell supplements. I will say that, yeah, I do get a kickback, so that's full disclosure on Designs for Health in Zymogen products. But anything else that I say, it's free game. I just happen to like Designs for Health and Zymogen a lot, and I like what they stand for in terms of being able to research and provide really great products. So there's the full disclosure for today. So first things first, we got to think about what are your symptoms. And what did the neurotransmitter testing say if you did go ahead and do that? And by the way, I also am available for consults if you do want to get a neurotransmitter testing kit and work through it with me. I'm more than happy to do that and help folks out. Go on over to my website at drjkrausend.com and check that out. So that being said, let's jump into the podcast because I am wanting to get some answers and some information to you. So say that you are anxious. Maybe you feel like you're shaking from the inside out. Maybe you're irritable. That switch is just always ready to be hit for you to just kind of pop off at somebody. One of the most effective things that I've seen in this case is called L-theanine. It is an amino acid and it's an extract from green tea of all things. It does not contain caffeine. Now, sun-theanine is its registered trade name. And you can find it in a lot of different products. I do have combo products that have it in it, But L-theanine on its own, one of my favorite brands is Natural Factors. The other one is Pure Encapsulations. And feel free to Google those. You will see L-theanine. So theanine is spelled T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. And oftentimes it'll come in 100 and 200 milligram dosages. The way L-theanine can be dosed is it can be dosed throughout the day. So if you have a day that's going to be really, really stressful all day, you could break it out and you could take 200 milligrams of L-theanine up to five times a day. The max dosage is 1,000 milligrams. And it may sound like a lot, and I don't recommend taking it all at once. I recommend testing it out and seeing how you do. Some folks will get kind of drowsy with L-theanine, so that is another thing to keep in mind. I like it. And for other folks, sometimes it doesn't work. And that's the beauty of all of these different herbs and supplements and amino acids, is that you have to experiment a little bit to find out what's going to work best for you. Another one that I use to calm the anxiety is holy basil. Holy basil is an herb, and it has been researched to cut cortisol levels down, so drops cortisol levels. I sometimes will take holy basil and use it on its own using a company called Gaia Herbs, or I will use the company Organic India. Those are both widely distributed. Anyone could find those online or in supplement stores. Now, I'll often combine holy basil with passion flower, oat straw, or lemon balm to help with overall relaxation of the nervous system. Now, the cool thing that I need to mention right now about holy basil, passion flower, oat straw, and lemon balm is that they're all adaptogenic herbs. And what that means is they help us to adapt to stressors. There are two other adaptogenic herbs that I often use, something called Siberian ginseng, which has another name called Eleuthero. That is another one I use. And then there's ashwagandha and rhodiola. I don't tend to use ashwagandha and rhodiola very often because those guys tend to cause issues for the gut. So I have to make sure that someone can deal with the ashwagandha in the gut. And the other side of it is rhodiola isn't as much of a gut issue problem, one, but it is my provoking anxiety problem child. And it's interesting because some people, it provokes major anxiety. Other people, it does nothing. And then some people say that they feel almost kind of stoned with it. So like I said before, it's somewhat of an experiment when you're working with the adaptogenic herbs and L-theanine, the amino acid. So those are my go-tos for individual items for getting calm and relaxing anxiety. Now, there are a couple other things. Magnesium glycinate. Glycine is an amino acid that calms us. It's attached to the magnesium to help us to absorb it. I use a company called Seeking Health, and I use a powder. And the reason I use a powder is because you can drop it into water and you can drink it and divide it out during the day. So if you're having a super stressful day, you might try some magnesium glycinate and you might try some L-theanine with it. Or you could try one individually, which I highly recommend trying them individually first and then making your own mix if you like. Now, there is another product called NeuroCalm. This is a Designs for Health product. I do use NeuroCalm often for folks who are just not interested in compounding their own things, and it's great. It has a combination of L-theanine. It has phosphatidylserine, which is an amino acid that helps us with focus, and it also has some herbs in it and B vitamins as well. So that might be something to consider if you're looking at the calming side of things and you want a combo. And the way you take it is you would take it once, twice a day. And that helps to kind of even keel things off. I have NeuroCalm in my purse at all times because it helps me on days that it's just a little crazier or when I'm more going to be more amped up or I've got more things that I need to calm myself down and focus. Now, if you have extreme anxiety, I would highly recommend looking into talking, of course, to someone to work with your management of the anxiety. But lithium orotate in small dosages can be really useful as well. And progesterone cream. Now, I don't recommend just getting progesterone cream and trying it out. You want to test your hormone levels and find out where things are at. And a lot of ladies in particular, and some guys too, are more estrogen dominant. And the more estrogen you have floating around in your system, the less progesterone, the more likely you're going to have insomnia and issues with weight and issues with irritability and anxiety. And so a lot of times having a progesterone cream on board can help. It's really great for irritability. And for ladies, if there's a week before your period where you just want to kill your husband, yes, you need progesterone. So get tested first so you know which dosage to use. Find a naturopathic doctor or a functional medicine doctor in your area and get that dialed in. Now, the other big thing that I like for calming anxiety is the combination of CBD and THC in the oil form. And not just the oil. Sometimes I will have folks use edibles, but use a company that you know how much milligrams are in the particular edible so that you can slowly dose up. Because some people can use 5 milligrams of THC throughout the day and calm their anxiety, whereas some people need 10 or more. Now, the only component here is making sure that it doesn't calm you too much to put you to sleep, because you've got to function. And then, of course, depending on where you live and legalities, if you get drug tested, this will show up in your urine. So think of those things first. If you're self-employed, maybe you want to consider it. Or if you have a stressful day, that might be something that, you know, you can use if you're self-employed and use it on and off. I use the CBD-THC combo to help me to sleep. And I'll talk about that in a little bit, with insomnia being part of the broken brain symptoms. So that being said, those are kind of my go-tos for calming the nervous system down. Acupuncture is incredibly useful as well. That's a side note, but it's incredibly useful. And I like to use acupuncture a lot for fixing broken brains. Now, energy. A lot of folks have issues with fatigue when their brain is broken. And there's so many things on the market that have caffeine in it to boost your energy. This creates a problem because caffeine is going to push your fight or flight system harder. And if you're already burning out your adrenal glands, so they are your fight or flight system, you're going to create more problems for yourself. And ultimately, using caffeine for energy is a problem. It is going to cause issues for you. And I have a lot of people I know that are in my practice that use pre-workouts before they go head in to do a workout, then it's got caffeine in there. It's not the best thing to use if your brain is experiencing broken symptoms. It's not the worst, because you're working out, you're going to be able to blow off, per se, some of that extra adrenaline that's been produced. But I don't want folks using anything that has caffeine in it to keep them energized throughout the day. You really want to be thinking about herbs that can help you to adapt. In this case, my two favorite for energy are American ginseng and Siberian ginseng, otherwise known as Eleuthero. I've already mentioned the Siberian ginseng before. I love those two. Those guys together make a good mix for boosting your energy levels. Now, another one that I would use for boosting energy is something called Energy Extra by Pure Encapsulations. It has rhodiola and ashwagandha in it. And remember, I mentioned before that those two can be iffy with folks. So it's one of those that you might want to try and see what happens first. Another company that I use is Zymogen, I had mentioned before, and their product Adrenal Essence has all of the adrenal adaptogenic herbs. So it has a combo of herbs that are really great for boosting energy naturally. And this product is really great if you've done your testing on your cortisol to find out that you are underfunctioning in the adrenal gland department. So you have adrenal gland fatigue. The Adrenal Essence is awesome for that. It's also awesome for anybody that's just pushing themselves to the limits. You've got a stressful job, you've got life, you're juggling kids, you're juggling maybe school, you're juggling multiple things. The Adrenal Essence is my favorite for my jugglers in life. So check that one out. That is Zymogen, and you can find that at Zymogen.com. Now, if we're looking in the case of just, let's put it this way, you're getting older. And anyone who is over 30, your cells are going to be more fatigued than someone who's 20. Now, if you're having trouble with fatigue after workouts, or if you're having trouble with fatigue during workouts, I go towards something called D-ribose. It is a precursor to making ATP, which is our energy production. Now, this is what I use to help get through workouts, and I use it as a pre-workout. Or I use it if you are one of those folks who are running marathons and trying to do a triathlon or something of that nature and running into fatigue. The company for D-ribose is Designs for Health, and you can find that at designsforhealth.com. I also will use Niacel, so N-I-A-C-E-L, Niacel. That is by a company called Thorn. And I'll also use something called Mito-PQQ. This is a Designs for Health product. So these two I use, if someone's really, really tanking after workouts or during workouts, or finding that you're not recovering from workouts. So that being said, the D-ribose, the niacin, and the PQQ, those guys I leave for being able to get through workouts, having better recovery. Those are what I like. Now, the others that I mentioned, American ginseng and Siberian ginseng, extra energy and adrenal essence, these are the ones that I use when folks wake up in the morning and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm so tired. Or if someone's having a crash right around lunch or just right after lunch, I will use these. But I won't use them after 3 p.m. if someone has a tendency towards insomnia. All of these herbs that I just mentioned, in addition to the supplements, the D-ribose, the niacin, and the PQQ, you do not want to be using these too late in the afternoon, usually after 3 p.m. if you have insomnia, and just in general, because you don't want to mess with your sleep. Because of course, as I said before, we want to be able to sleep, because then if we don't sleep, we get stressed out. So there you have it on the energy, guys. My next series here is for brain fog, memory, and focus. And I have three favorites in this department. My first favorite is something called CogniAid. This is by Designs for Health. It is a group of supplements that help to just get your focus on point, calm your nervous system, and just really get you dialed in. It also has some vitamins in it as well, vitamin B6 and 12. It's huge for that. So CogniAid is a good one. Memoral by Zymogen is great for helping if you are struggling to remember things, maybe struggling with brain fog and focus. Great for students. This is Memoral by Zymogen. Last but not least is something called PS150. It's phosphatidylserine. This is an amazing product in terms of helping us to be able to focus. I like it specifically for focus. Now, one of the things that I want to mention in this moment, as I'm talking about focus and memory, a lot of us are diagnosed with ADD, or we think we have ADD, or we joke that we have ADD, or maybe we might be thinking we need Ritalin or one of those other medications to help us to focus, when in reality, our neurotransmitters are off. It's not that we have ADD, it's that we are not keeping our brain focused. Because we're not properly processing neurochemicals. And this is a biggie. So what's in these Memorals and CogniAids? Ginkgo is one of the things that's in there. Ginkgo biloba, it helps with increasing blood flow to the brain. Bacopa, this is an herb that helps with boosting serotonin. PS, this is the phosphatidylserine again. Resveratrol is an antioxidant. And huperzine A is also a good antioxidant for the brain. CogniAid also has green tea and blueberry helping with antioxidants specifically for the brain. Another biggie for focus is something called NeuroActives Brain Sustain. This is by Zymogen. This has a combination of everything I just mentioned with the ginkgo and bacopa and those guys in there. So it might be something to take a look at and see if this might be of use to you to help with focus while you're working on getting your routine down, while you're working on saying no to so many commitments and trying to help yourself to find yourself, press pause. That is huge. So I never recommend that someone needs to take these all day, every day for the rest of their life. This is a temporary thing. This is to help you to just get through. Just getting through things. Now, another big issue that folks have when their brain is broken is mood. Mood can be all over the place. I already talked about the adaptogenic herbs in terms of what herbs help to balance anxiety. But if you're depressed, if you're irritable, if you're just agitated in general, and you just got a crappy mood, Mood Food by Zymogen is my favorite. It's a combination of vitamin B6, B12, folate, magnesium, zinc, selenium, all good minerals there. It also has 5-HTP in it. 5-HTP is a precursor to lovely serotonin, and it's good for that. It also has GABA for relaxation and L-theanine. I really, really like those. Now, as I mentioned before, I had mentioned magnesium glycinate to help chill anxiety. I also will use something called Relax Max. It's a drink. You could have it throughout the day. It's magnesium, taurine, and myo-inositol. It's a combination of mineral and amino acid that helps to just keep your mood in check. So I like to look at this one as, say you're just crabby and you hate your job and you hate your life and you're going to work every day just because you have to get paid, you got to function, and you're trying to figure things out, Relax Max. Drink it throughout the day. Or say PMS ladies, this is a good one for that as well. It can help to just chill you out. Now, another aspect of broken brains is insomnia. And it's a lot of folks don't see it that way, but it's a lack of a sleep and wake cycle routine. So it goes back to routine again. My favorite combo for sleep is glycine, 3 grams of glycine combined with 800 milligrams of magnesium glycinate and 200 milligrams of L-theanine. That's a great combo to help to get folks to sleep and keep you sleeping. The glycine also helps really great for muscle recovery from workouts if you're pushing it to the limits with some of your workouts. Now, I've also mentioned in previous podcasts that I like the CBD-THC combo to help with sleep too. And that's something to think about. There's some great products out there. Zoots is my favorite company. They have the kicking back oil that is great for helping with sleep. Another sleep formula is called Sleep Reset by Integrative Therapeutics, and it's a combination of glycine, melatonin, things of that nature. And so if you want a combo, that's one thing to think about. Insomnitol is another combo that I love from Designs for Health that also has a little bit of melatonin in it, but it has the L-theanine, it has 5-HTP. It's great for getting you to sleep. Now, another big thing to think about in all of this is, what if you did neurotransmitter testing and you found that all of your neurotransmitters are low? Like nothing's being produced like it should. I'll be honest, this happens a lot. And this is usually in the case of folks who have had chronic stress, maybe abuse, maybe we're looking at multiple deaths in the family, multiple horrific things that they've witnessed. Oftentimes, the neurotransmitters are all low. Another case in which the neurotransmitters can be all low is in a genetic mutation called MTHFR. So this is a methylation defect in your genetics where you don't recycle B12 well and you don't process synthetic folic acid well, which means everything, single thing that you eat that's processed, it's going to be fortified with synthetic folic acid. You're going to struggle with that. So these kind of folks are going to be my really fatigued folks, flat affect, low libido, just really, they're like walking zombies. These folks really can benefit from something called Neuralink. It is a product by Designs for Health. It boosts dopamine and serotonin. It really helps to get your neurochemicals up and functioning. And I've used this in quite a few different patients and seen some pretty good turnarounds. So that is something to consider. Another one that I've used for low neurotransmitters is a product called Mind Lab Pro. They have their own website. And this guy is a combination of adaptogens and supplements, so minerals in the supplement. And it's a good one for helping to repair that darn broken brain. And one of the things I probably should mention at this case is one of the common products out there or concepts out there is something called nootropics. Nootropics fix broken brains. And you're not hearing me use that term per se in this podcast because I don't know. Nootropic is a long word. It sounds confusing to me. And I really, really like to have a word that's more relatable. Broken brain, I'm a simple person. Broken brain is the way to go. I'll just be honest. Nootropics is like a $5 word. I like simple words. So that being said, with low neurotransmitters, another thing that I often will see is folks have low dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. That's a pathway in which we take the amino acid tyrosine and we make the norepinephrine, epinephrine, and dopamine. And if that's low, so if I see just that pathway low, a lot of times I'm going to use a product called Adrenamax. This is from Zymogen, and it has tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine, and it can be huge. And sometimes I will combine Adrenamax and Neuralink to try to really boost, put the paddles on someone's brain if they're really flat affect, really just down in the dumps, things aren't really working well. That is kind of my favorite way to go about it. The only problem is, if you're trying to do this on your own, is you want to know where your neurotransmitters are at, but you also might want to be looking at genetic testing, because a lot of folks have genetic mutations where they can't form epinephrine or norepinephrine properly, or they can't form dopamine or serotonin properly, or they can't break it down properly. And then if we build up, if we take a supplement where we're going to push the production of epinephrine, norepinephrine, or serotonin and dopamine, and this individual can't break them down, it's going to make them kind of cuckoo, and that's not good. And when I say cuckoo, it's going to make them more stressed, more angry, more irritable. And so these are things that you want to think about when you're playing around with trying to reestablish your brain function. It is really good to know where your neurochemicals are at and also know about your genetics. And my next podcast is going to talk all about genetics and what genetics might be off. And the beauty of this is genetic testing is not even fancy anymore. You can go to 23andMe and get all the information you need to do this. So 23andMe.com, easy. Go swab your cheek, send it in, and in 6 to 8 weeks later, you know now what genetic mutations you have for the processing of your neurochemicals. Now, granted, 23andMe itself isn't going to show you it directly. You're going to have to take that information you get from 23andMe and run it through something called either Genetic Genie or NutraHacker, but you can do it and you can totally find out what genetic mutations you have. And you can take them to a functional medicine doc that works with fixing broken brains, and they can help you to fix that up for you. It's quite awesome. Now, that being said, there are a ton of products out on the market that really highlight fixing broken brains, and some of them can be dangerous. Like I said before, they might have caffeine in them. You don't really want to be messing with caffeine because that can make things worse. The other big thing is watching the products with melatonin. They can make you more sleepy. Melatonin is the opposite of cortisol. Melatonin puts you to bed and keeps you in bed, whereas cortisol is going to wake you up and keep you awake. And sometimes if we don't have our routine dialed in, taking melatonin can leave us feeling pretty groggy the next morning. So that's a big one to keep in mind. So watch out for those particular products. The other big thing is products that have too much of the B vitamins in them. So ones that have over 100 milligrams of vitamin B6, ones that have over 2,500 micrograms of vitamin B12, ones that have a large amount of folate. So anything over 800 to, let's say, anything over 1 gram of folate. These are things you want to be careful with. You want a doctor to work with you on it, because these can shift your neurochemicals into wild swings that you just don't really want to be messing with. So if you're noticing that some of these are like high powered supplements, be careful. Same thing with 5-HTP. 5-HTP is a precursor to serotonin. You do not want to be taking more than 100 milligrams of 5-HTP at a time, because this can put you into something called serotonin syndrome if you're not able to break down the serotonin effectively. The other thing to keep in mind is if you're already taking a SSRI, so a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, you do not want to be messing with 5-HTP. They do the same thing. That could be a big issue. If you have thyroid issues, Bacopa is not a good idea. It interacts with your thyroid medications. So my product Memoral is not something you want. So keep that in mind. There are interactions with these herbs and common medications. So don't play with this stuff willy-nilly. Definitely consult someone if you're on medications. Also, if you are seeing a psychiatrist working with your mood disorders, ask that psychiatrist if they do genetic testing as well, because this can be extremely useful for them to guide what kind of medications will work for you and what supplements might work for you as well. And I'll go into that in my next podcast in great length. So Today has been a lot of me making lists and saying random weird herbs. I hope that it was at least informative to give you a sense of what's out there. In my resources for this podcast, I have listed out all of the different herbs I mentioned in a category. So if you were writing and you're not sure how something's spelled, I got you covered. Just head over to drjkrausnd.com and go to my podcast and you will see the link there to the resources in this case. And just download it and print it and there you have it. So one big thing to think about is my next podcast is all about the genetics. It's huge because this might be something that is the missing link in figuring out your broken brain. So I highly recommend staying tuned for my next podcast and getting all up to date on that. And then my one following that is going to be all about the thyroid and adrenals and how we wear them out when we're constantly stressed. That's a biggie, huge thing. See it all the time in my practice. Alrighty, if you are struggling with the whole concept of a broken brain, I really highly recommend you go on over to my website at drjkrausnd.com and check out my course on the adrenal glands and getting your energy back. It is all about fixing broken brains, and it's a great resource for you to have in your back pocket to help to get the paddles on your brain and get things back and revived. I am your host, Dr. Janine Kraus. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for my next episode that's going to be all about the genetics of the broken brain. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.